me right here this Long Friday and every Friday, 9 o'clock sharp, right here on K100 Radio, as I bring you the hot new exclusives and the fresh new indie talent. You know what's up?
It's the world famous, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, what up? You know what it is. Your boy Styles P, the Ghost D Block Double R, right now with my homie, DJ Corrupt.
I used to dream I would make it big. Told niggas I do it. When it's done, they would say I did.
Peace and blessings. This is the Blank King, DJ IM. We turned up every single Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you listen to us on the web. We are worldwide.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Oh yeah. What up, though? K100 Radio, man. We live right now, man. It's going down. www.k100radio.com. That's the number. I mean, that's the website you can hit us up at. The number, 347-934-0966, when we're live right now. And, of course, like we do sometimes, we have our direct line interview series that we have going on. This is where we give independent artists and other people a chance to be highlighted on K100 Radio. We've interviewed some people from all over, man. Artists, big names, up-and-coming artists, very talented people, authors, all kind of people, man. We do live events, stuff like that. So if you never tuned into any one of our interviews or talk segments, you really should. Now today, again, the number to hit the line is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. And again, you can listen to us live. If you need links to get our mobile apps, to get a link to listen to us on TuneIn Radio, iTunes Radio, Apple TV, all that stuff is at K100Radio.com. That's www.K100Radio.com. Shout out to everybody listening to us live right now. Shout out to everybody who may be listening to this replay on SoundCloud, YouTube, wherever you're catching it at. We really appreciate you rocking with us. And today we've got Young Drill on the line. Young Drill, what up, homie?
What it do?
What's going on, man? Welcome to K100 Radio for the first time. Hope it won't be the last, homie. What's rocking with you, man? Live for a direct line interview, man, right here on K100 Radio, man, where we show love to the independent artists. Give you a little bit of Q&A and insight onto them. Try to find out what's going on with their careers. And, of course, break their music right here on K100 Radio. So, welcome. Go ahead and formally introduce yourself to our people, man, to our broadcast. You got it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, okay. First off, I want to say it's an honor to be here. Most definitely. And
my name is Young Drill.
Y-U-N-G-D-R-E-A-L. I represent Columbus, Georgia, and Rayford, North Carolina. I've been on the grind, putting in work. I got a little fan base with me, and it's growing by the day. I'm just a hungry artist just trying to get it in.
Well, that's it's a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about as far as being an independent artist and a lot of questions that I have for you. We'll go over everything. But you said something off top that was kind of interesting to me. You named two cities. You're from two places. A lot of people just rep one place, but you rep so it's Carolina and Columbus, right?
Yeah. I was born in Columbus, Georgia. Spent some time there. Then moved up to Carolina. And, you know, I met some people there. So, you know, I just can't turn my back on where I came from. I just recognize it and it is what it is.
I feel you. Well, I mean, I really relate to that because I'm somewhere who claims kind of two cities at the same time. I was born and raised in Florida my whole life up until I, you know, graduated from school. Then I came to Atlanta. Well, I was in the military for a short bit. Then I came to Atlanta. And Atlanta's like I've been here for almost 20 years now. So I rep Atlanta, too. A lot of people, you know, that know me, most people that know me think I'm from Atlanta. So I understand what it's like to rep two cities. Oftentimes, it's a contrast. Like where I came from, it's a small city, very small, nothing like Atlanta. And then you have this huge, humongous area. What's the difference between the two places that you came from, Columbus, Georgia, and where you're at right now?
I say the difference is just the way people move, you know. But the main thing, you know, just I consider both of them like it's fam there. Like,
right.
The people that I met, the people that I already met, like it's just fam there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much it's similar because it's country, so it's down south. So you know how that goes.
Right.
And all that.
Right. Everything. I mean, it's, at the end of the day, a small town in the South is a small town in the South. In a lot of ways, things aren't different, especially when it comes to black folks. You know how it is with us.
Yeah, you know, just like other towns, you know, you got the you know, crime and all that.
We gonna do what we do wherever we at the end of the day. But let me ask you this about the music.
True.
So which one? So is there a difference in the music and the styles? You know, the sometimes people are from different places, and it affects their music as an artist because they may be from one place and that influences them, but then they go somewhere else and that place has a whole nother vibe of music. How does it affect your music? Is like Columbus on something? Like, who are they listening to? Somebody different down there? They may be in Carolina, so it affects what kind of songs that you make.
Not really, because I get influenced every day. It don't matter where I'm at. I could be going on a trip for the weekend to maybe Alabama or something, and just for that day, I get influenced by what's going on by just that one day. So with me, like, it's, my music is influenced every day, but I will say, like, it is a difference in the music when, you know, when you go from down south going up north, and depending on how far you go up north. But yeah, it is a difference in the music, though, I will say.
So right now, if you who influences you? Now, I know everybody says, you know, oh, my own man, I do my own thing, blah, blah. But I think most people, most artists, even myself, you know, when I was really creating music heavy a lot, I did get influenced by people who I respected and whose music I actually liked, who inspired me. Who influences you right now, currently, today? Like, when you hear their music, it's just some kind of way you may not copy them, but a little bit of it may pour out in your style or maybe your bar flow or anything like that. Is there anybody out right now who you feel like that about?
Well, me, I personally feel like if it do come off into my rap some type of way, which I try to put my own spin on it, it would be anybody from, like, the golden era. Like, you know, like, you got the Rock, Kim, Big Daddy Kane, Jay-Z, Nas, Biggie, Tupac, and all that. But when it comes down to what's going on right now, I do got respect for some artists, but being honest, like, they really don't get too much play in my car, man. I really listen to, like, older rappers, you know, older music, the old school song.
And it's interesting because you named a couple of New York East Coast rappers in there, like, you know, from the golden era. Of course, I'm a Golden Era fan. If you ever listen, anybody who tunes in to K100 Radio should know that. You know, with me being a program director, there's no way you can't tell that I love the Golden Era, because I play some of that stuff like it just came out. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
It's just great music at the end of the day, and it's. But there are some great artists that came out now. But I see that as a trend right now. Right now, I just see a lot of people from this generation kind of gravitating to the music because it was a little bit more deeper. You know, as far as what they talked about, you know, lyrically and stuff like that. So I see a lot of that going on right now. I see a lot of this generation paying homage to and being influenced by the quote-unquote golden era. So now, with that being said, knowing that you like that kind of music, but knowing that right now what pops and what DJs often want, not all DJs, I don't want to get into a discussion with the DJs right now, but both DJs in the club, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I work with DJs, and we got DJs over here. So, you know, I know the dichotomy of what they do a lot more than I did before I started this. So, you know, you've got DJs, and they are looking for a certain kind of sound or whatever to make the club turn, lit, whatever the word, pipe up, whatever, whichever, pick one. I don't know which one of those you would have picked. It's all the same.
Yeah.
So when you go in the studio and you're doing your music, now what you ride to, but what you may need to create in order to gain a buzz in the South, in a small city in the South, I think is very different. So how do you address that as an artist when you're going into the studio?
Well, when I go into the studio, I already know what I'm, pretty much I listen to beats, and then I get a vibe from the beat, and then I go about writing to it. As far as me trying to listen to a track and then going to the studio to try to mirror that sound, like, nah, I don't do all that. It's just like, it's just once in a blue moon type of moments when I just might ride to and I'm listening to golden era rappers. But at the same time, in between time, I'm trying to master what I got going on. But I know a lot of people believe in me, and I believe you should put in that work, and that's really what you want to be in your life. So, you know, that's what I'll be mainly working on and focused on.
Right, true. I understand that. So, give me a little bit of insight of. We're gonna play some of your songs right now, and I'll tell everybody we got two tracks that we're gonna play. We have. Let me see here. We got I'm On It. We also have Designer. And I'm gonna play both of those.
Yeah.
But When it comes down to music, we'll let you introduce both of them and tell us about each one before we get ready to run them, what you're thinking and okay. where you're going with the record. But in general, your project, do you have any projects out right now that's already done, or are you working on a project release? What's going on with your career right now?
Well, I got two mixtapes out. The first one is Back Against the Wall. The second one is Come Up. They both available on Dat Piff. I got a current project that I'm working on, my next mixtape. I haven't got a name to it yet, but the project is almost finished, and I'm going to give it a name once it gets finished. My two records, I'm On It and Designer, which is coming off my new mixtape. I got it. It's really starting to catch buzz in the club. I really do fool with a lot of DJs, and, you know, I respect their critique on the records that I present to them, and, you know, they really feeling these records. So, you know, if you got the funds, you know, to make a spin and keep it moving, that's what I'm going to keep doing. So, you know.
So you
on the grind every day, man.
Hold up. We can't. Hold up. You can't just skip over what you just said. Because this is. Well, you said if you got the funds to keep the spins going. Is that what you said?
Yeah, so you serious about your career?
Yeah. So no, I understand more than most. But there are a lot of people. There is a huge pushback about paying for spins or paying for a lot of different things, and a lot of artists we run across. Obviously, I go on my rants and everything about it. That feel like you should just play my music just because it's hot. Just because it's dope.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure we're clear. No, I understand. Seriously, man, but, you know, there are a lot of independent artists who just don't understand that a love for the music is separate from the love and passion of music is separate from the music business. You know what I'm saying? The way the industry operates, you know, everything is it's heavily about money. People say, no, it's all about the love and the creativity. That's for the artist creating, yes, but at the same time, the music business is a whole other entity. And it sounds like you understand that so far coming to the game. You're gonna win more and you're gonna get more out of it because you already understand that. So when you're maneuvering out here when you're networking or whatever you're doing, you're gonna keep that in mind. And when you know that, it makes everything else easy to understand, and I think that you get it.
Oh yeah. You got it. First off, you got to respect the DJs and understand they got a job they're doing. You know what I'm saying? They got a job. So if you want them to play your record, that's doing their job. So you got to pay them to do that. That's how I see it. But at the same time, your music got to be quality sound. You can't just have a DJ out there looking bad just because you spending some money on a record that you think is hot because your homeboy think is hot. Nah, you gotta work that record, get other different opinions about it, and, you know, go about it that way.
You sound like me. I ain't gonna pitch you. you sound like me on one of my talk segments when I be talking to independent artists. You know what I'm saying? You sound like you got it together on that point. So I ain't even got to get into all that with you. I will ask you this though. You said that you've got two mixtapes out, and you got one coming up. Now, at what point do you feel, or do you ever feel, you should be dropping an album and making people pay for your music?
Whenever it gets to that point, if we're talking about an album. But the way I feel, you know, if you're making that good quality music, your comeback could be when you make that run on the road and start doing shows. But at the same time, you gotta produce that quality music that people want to hear, you know. It's really trying to stay here for a long time.
Right. I think a lot of people. Oh, here's my thing. There's a lot of pushback about, the reason why hip hop is. And I kind of actually agree with this. And I'm gonna ask you this. I do feel like as much as I've heard some dope mixtapes and this is what I do. So I probably listen to more diverse music than everybody because people are fans and they like what they like. But when you're on the music business side and you actually have a platform, you have to listen to 1,000 times more music than anybody that just make music or anybody who's just a fan, right? So I have to listen to all music. I've heard some dope projects. I've heard some whack shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm on the side of the music, hip-hop music, urban music has been hurt more by the mixtape than it has been helped. Simply because it drove down the value of the music. You feel what I'm saying? And that's just not that's not just me, that's me from both sides, because I was an artist, I'm a producer, and I also run a platform that breaks music. So I got both sides to look at. And at the end of the day, I've come to the terms with that. Like, look, at the end of the day, mixtapes were dope. It came out, it gave a lot of people, the internet gave a lot of people access to get to people, and when they really couldn't before, the labels, it took the stronghold the labels had off breaking music, but it devalued it. It devalued it. So how do you feel about just dropping mixtape after mixtape? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I think artists can put out too much free music, put out too much music. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of doesn't have that same effect when they really drop a project that they want you to buy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Some artists, they do oversaturate the market with putting out a whole bunch of music. But I have to, at the same time, you can't knock them if it's quality music. I really believe in, like, pretty much like artists from Golden Era, like, you had to wait on that music. But at the same time, with the times changed, you know, the consumers nowadays, they want it every day by the minute. You know, they want it quick. So I think it's mainly about the artist and how that artist really is built and its foundation, how it's brought into the game. And if the, I guess you could say, the fans or supporters can understand that, understand the way to move. And if a mixtape is coming out, it makes sense to say, oh boy, he just dropped this mixtape not too long ago. So this got to make sense. I know this got to be here. You know how the fan base works. So this is how I feel about it. It really depends on the artist and how the movement and how they're moving and if it makes sense.
All right. I agree with that. I think that, okay, so somebody's going to tell me, somebody's probably going to say, well, if you don't make music that's like timeless or a classic or whatever, then if you make cookie cutter music that's kind of just like whatever, then yeah, you need to keep dropping a lot of it out because people are going to forget it so easy because it has no substance. And that's the other side that I get that. When people say, if someone says, you got to keep dropping music, man, to keep your music and your name fresh in their head, then someone's going to come back and say, that's because you ain't making good enough music for them to love forever. You know what I'm saying? Somebody from, you know, you feel what I'm saying? So that's going to be the opposite side of that argument. It's an interesting question, and I often ask artists that because sometimes I see artists who, frankly, has music like that, and they should keep dropping stuff because I forgot that song as soon as I heard it. I probably don't want to hear it again. But if you keep doing it, then I keep hearing your name. Then if I keep seeing your name and your face, then I probably end up maybe liking one of your songs. Kind of like how with me and Gucci Mane. Like, I'm not a big Gucci Mane fan, but Gucci Mane was so fucking relentless, you just had to pay attention.
His birthday thing was crazy.
You had to at some point. You had to, like,
his birthday. You had to prove that.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so you've got that side of it, and then you got somebody who, like, you know, who dropped maybe one project, a couple of songs, and they were so classic that they died 20 years ago, and people still love those same three songs they had out. You know what I'm saying? Like Big L of shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's different size. 347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show if you want to holler at Young Drill. We're getting ready to get into the music right now. So first one I got loaded up is called Designer. Tell me about this one, homie. Who produced it and what's going on with it?
We're doing Designer first, we're doing I'm On It.
Well, which one do you want to do first? You want to do I'm On It?
Let's do I'm On It.
Okay, we'll do I'm On It first. No problem. Let's see. I'm On It. We'll load that one up first. All right. So tell me about I'm On It. Is this the lead-off single? Is this the jump-off right here?
Yeah, this is the first single off the upcoming mixtape.
Okay. So who produced it?
ULP Productions. It's a production team in Georgia, Gainesville. Shout out to them. You know what it is, Newton County.
All right, that's what's up. We went out in the sticks and got this one too, huh? You'll be some dope producers and stuff. I tell people all the time, man, you ain't got to be, I don't care where you're from, production, being a producer, you be finding some of the dopest producers in these small towns, man, because they ain't got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? All they got to do is sit in there all day, because it ain't like Atlanta where you got a trillion things going on. All you got to do all day is sit in there, bang out tracks. And if they dope, they're going to have a catalog for you waiting. You know what I'm saying? If you find them at the end of the day.
True.
So I'm On It. Is what's the song about? Is it just partying? What we talking about here before we play it?
I'm On It was really just a phase in my life when I was just like I just feel like a lot of people were shitting on me. This down the third, you know how that story go, woot woot. So I just felt like I was gonna turn it up to the max. So whenever somebody had mentioned my name, they gonna say something that I was doing, something that I just did. So when you mentioned the name of Young Drill, he on it. That boy did a show somewhere. When you talk about another scenario, Young Drill, he just did a video somewhere. You know, I want people to get that vibe that I was on it. So I just wanted to spread through the music and let everybody know that they could be on it too, whatever they got going on, as long as they making moves and being positive with it and doing what they got to do. You know, it's a good thing.
All right. That's it, man. He said he's on it. He's on the grind. He's on his job. He's about his business. You know what I'm talking about? K100 Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, follow Young Drill at YUNG_DREAL at Young Drill on Twitter. Same thing on Instagram. Make sure you hit him up. This is I'm On It. This is the lead single. We got another song we're going to play. We'll get right back at it. Again, if you want to holler at him, 347-934-0966. Hit the phone lines. www.k100radio.com. Let's get into it, you dig? He's on it.
Yeah.
You know what it is. Let's go. K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
You know I act good donkey. Been doing me, gotta keep real. Us the rap, people just phoning. If I ever start writing on my story, man, I'm trying to live it up, man, like I'm Tony. Swag on a million times the man in the mirror. Been on the move since my mama eyes teared up. Had to make the moves like I'm on to the next. Pockets in the gym, trying to stay on flex. Homie hit my phone. Yeah, he's on my turn up with a gas set. Cause you know I'm trying to burn.
Again, hit us up if you want to holler at him, 347-934-0966. Young Drill, man, he own it. I fucks with it, homie. I like it. That's what's up.
Good look.
Absolutely, man. So the next song that we got, we're going to play Designer in a minute. And that seems like it might be a little bit different. I don't know. We're going to let you talk about that one in a second. But let me ask you this right here. Do you ever come, with you being from Georgia or being Carolinas right next to it, do you ever hit the Atlanta scene with your music and with your grind?
Yeah, I've been hitting that for some years.
So
I lost some money behind it too.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Real over here.
Hit a whammy. What happened? Janky promoter?
It's real over here. You know, people are trying to get up. Everybody got to hustle, you know. Some people legit, some people ain't. So, you know, you know, they say your dream, it sound good.
So
money.
I don't know if you want to get into it, but did you, like, pay for somebody for some spins, or did you pay for some promotion or something and they ain't do it, or it wasn't what they said it
all
was?
All of it. Showcase, spin, all of it.
Well, you know, I think that people have to understand that platforms or whatever, they have to have their business too, so they have to get money. You know what I'm saying? We try not to, over at K100 Radio, sell people dreams. We just tell you, look, this is what we're going to do, and for the things that we do charge for. We don't even charge for rotation, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm playing this song, and I'm going to listen to Designer as well. Out of those two, whichever one I personally feel like I like, you know, we're going to give it some burn, we're going to give it some play. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I didn't, I actually like them on it, but I want to listen to Designer and decide which one we really want to rock with. You know what I'm saying? But I think a lot of people sell dreams and say things here because artists have this grandiose idea of Atlanta with it being what it is. Like, you could just come here and it's like a hip hop Hollywood. You know how actors go out to LA and some of them end up homeless and some of them end up being prostitutes and, you know what I'm saying, all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to chase acting dreams. And I think that's the same thing here for Atlanta. A lot of artists come here with these, and a lot of people just think Atlanta, just all the artists and everybody in Atlanta is all working together and it's all kumbaya. I'm like, nope. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
it's not like that. You just see a couple of rappers. You see T.I. do a song with Ludacris or whatever, whatever, and they all chummed up in the club, tossing it up, and everybody think it's all love in Atlanta, and it's just not. You know what I'm saying? It's just not how it is. You know what I'm saying? This is one place where, if you want to, pretty much every night of the week, different places, you can find something involved with the music industry to get into. And that's what makes it.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah, I think so.
Very familiar with it.
What about Columbus? Well, I know a little bit about Columbus. I've been to Columbus before about two times? Yeah, I've been to Columbus two times. And I know a couple people who got a couple grinds going on down there. And Carolina, I don't know about South Carolina too much. I went to South Carolina Music Awards, and I don't know too much about it. But it's got to be a big difference as far as trying to find something musically that can advance you in each one of those cities as it is here. You know what I'm saying? Like, is there really many outlets and performance opportunities and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that? You know, that's...
I mean, really, it's just like other cities, you know. You got somebody or a few people that put showcases together. And, you know, they try to put together a platform for artists to spend money and get on stage and rock. You know, that goes on in every city.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty much how I go with that. But personally, I feel like you just got to get outside of where you're at. And, you know, do some showcases in some other cities. And, you know, try to mix it up a little bit. You know, that's part of the grind, how I feel.
Exactly.
You understand one or two areas.
Oh, no. But some people, you know, the internet made people feel like they already global and worldwide just because they put up a SoundCloud link.
Oh, yeah. That's the new technology takeover. See, me, I'm with the breed of when you got to grind for what you're trying to get. You got to get in the streets, pad out the CDs. That's where I come from. I'm with that breed.
Right. People still have CD players in their cars, but I think that's got about five.
I still got one.
You got about five more years, and it's going to be completely over for that. Five more years. All the new cars going to be built with aux cords, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And jump in USB drives. And I'm talking on even the new cars. You know, a couple car makers coming out right now, like, they're going to stop making them, putting them in cars. You know what I'm saying? And you got to have a device. Yeah. I mean, because internet radio and stuff like this right here, this is going to be in cars. Because, you know, all these new cars, all the new Hondas, the new Cadillacs, the new Chevys, they all come with Wi-Fi in the car. So at that point, you're going to be able to listen to K1's radio. You can listen to us in the car right now. Of course, just plug your phone, turn your phone on, turn the app on, plug the phone into your aux cord. So you can listen to K1's radio in your car right now. People can be riding around listening to this right now. But it's going to be where you just punch a button on your dashboard in the next couple of years and you turn on K1's radio just like you do XM or just like you do your local FM station. And that's going to be the game changer. I think that's why, you know, we're going so hard at what we're doing. So anyway, Yeah, that's not me just wishing. That's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? And people think it's, by the time people are born, we're going to be in the business 10, 15 years, and we're going to be the standard. So that's what's going to happen. So, Young Drill, tell me about the song we got called Designer. I want to know about it before we get ready to play it.
All right, Designer. This is the second single off the upcoming mixtape. Designer just is a record. I hopped out the shower, and, you know, I looked in the closet, looked in the drawers, and I had, like, different clothes and different designers. So, you know, I was just feeling fresh, like, I'm rocking some designer. Like, which one I'm about to rock? So I just put the clothes on along with the watch, then I might put on a hat, might put on some socks, and each one of them, I just felt like I was rocking some designer. I was feeling fresh, that's it. So, you know, just end up putting it on wax. And a lot of people is really fooling with it, like, for real. Like, this might be the next record that I might get known for it, type shit. But, yeah, it's definitely working in the clubs, for real.
All right, so let's go and get into it, man. This is Young Drill. Again, follow him on Twitter and Instagram at YUNG_DREAL at Young Drill. This joint is called Designer. Let's get into it, man. K100 Radio direct line interview. You know what it is, man. www.k100radio.com. You can follow us on Twitter and IG at K100_radio. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us, man. Hit the phone lines if you want to before we get ready to get up out of here and holler at Young Drill, 347-934-0966. If you're rocking with him, that's your homie. Hit the lines up. Give him a shout out on the air. Let's get it, man. K100 Radio, designer shit.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
For your shade, I'm rocking some designer. Your pants, I'm rocking some designer. Your shirt, I'm rocking some designer. Your belt, I'm rocking some designer. Your kicks, I'm rocking some designer. Your wrist, I'm rocking some designer. Your socks, I'm rocking some designer. It don't stop, I'm rocking some designer.
KK from the bottom, I'm rocking. Know it's my time, got everybody clocking. Grandma's getting third way before I got popping. All about the cake, just working on the topping. Nah, I ain't stopping. Designer keep me square. When I'm in the mall, I don't even check the tag. Little shawty with me, and she about to get it bad. Cause when we in the whip, I ain't even got an air. Puffing on the gas, yeah, I'm about to take off. Talk to make air move just like a boss. Half taking loss before I can flow. Diamonds in my chain, got the action for the cause. No time for the talk. I'm tripping with the sauce. Bell buckle match every shoe that I walk. Clothes be a late, what's on my been bought? Use a rip hard top, now the roof off. Money ain't short, just got out of coke. Just spent some racks up on some Gucci. And I cop some Louis when I step out. It's a movie. Lot of thoughts be trying to do me, but you know I be curving. Pockets ain't hurting. I be in the street serving. For your shade, I'm rocking some designer. Your pants, I'm rocking some designer. Your shirt, I'm rocking some designer. Your belt, I'm rocking some designer. Your kicks, I'm rocking some designer. Your wrist, I'm rocking some designer. Your socks, I'm rocking some designer. It don't stop, I'm rocking some designer. No, days I'ma stay fresh. Boy, by myself, so I'ma do it to the death. Headed to the top, so I can't miss a step. When I was trying to get right, other cats getting left. Homie got wet, got to watch for the haters. All eyes on me when I start getting paper. Against all eyes, yeah, I've been a money chaser. Nah, I ain't from Portland, but your boy been in blaze. One smoke in the air, never know where you catch me. Keep your tether, keep your grand like Telly. Just watch Billy, I gotta stay ready. Boy, with the turn thing, I done brought a leg, getting real like Dilly. Ain't much you can tell me. You ain't heard it, I done seen it all. Feel like when you trying to ball, they praying for you down. Follow me the finger to a mall, cause my phone stay jumping. The gas stay pumping, okay. And my shades keep me stunting.
Okay.
Them bro cats fronting, and my watch beating bigger. Shoes getting thicker, whole life of motion picture.
For your shades, I'm rocking some designer. Your pants, I'm rocking some designer. Your shirt, I'm rocking some designer. Your belt, I'm rocking some designer. I'm rocking some designer. Your wrist, I'm rocking some designer. Your socks, I'm rocking some designer. It don't stop, I'm rocking some designer.
The hottest hip hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
And we're getting ready to get up out of here. Before we go, Young Drill, still on the line. You got any parting words for the people, man? Hit them up. Let them know your website, everything you want to know, everything you need for them to know about how to get in contact with you and get your music, everything you got going on. Run it down for us, homie.
Okay. Well, for beats or features, you can get at me at youngdrillfeatures@gmail.com. For booking, you can get at me at youngdrillbooking@gmail.com. My SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/youngdrill. My Twitter is YUNG_DREAL. My Instagram is YUNG_DREAL. I want to shout out to everybody who listened. If you called in or some people that weren't able to call in, you know, I'm still going to keep rolling because I'm on it. So, you know, it is what it is. And shout out to you for having me, man. It's been definitely an honor rocking with you tonight.
Absolutely, man. Well, I hope you feel like, I hope you don't put us in the category of things that you did in Atlanta that didn't work out for you. You know what I'm saying?
No. I understand the game. You know, when you get that platform, you know, you do what you do. But when somebody tells you they got a platform and you pay them and the platform ain't there, you know, and they run off with the money, you know how that goes. So, you know,
I definitely
appreciate the opportunity. I'm one of them. Absolutely. I definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Well, you guys make sure you check your homie out. Follow, hook up with him on his social media. Follow him, man. You feel me? And check out his career. Check out his move, his music, and his movement. Make sure you do that. Again, at YUNG_DREAL. If you didn't get a chance to hear this whole interview, it's going to be on our SoundCloud. Give it a couple of minutes. I'll hit you with the link, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody checking us out on SoundCloud right now. If you listen to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and bump that follow button at the top up there. Hit that follow button right there. That one. Follow. You know what I'm saying? Right there. And connect with us, man, at K100_radio on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. Hit K100 Radio up. All right, man. Young Drill, man, it's been a pleasure, dog.
Oh, yeah. Likewise.
You know what it is, man. All right, so stand by. All right, so we're getting ready to roll up out of here. DJ Will Money coming up at 5 o'clock p.m. He's got a special independent artist spotlight coming up, too, man. So, you know, shouts out to the homie DJ Will Money. Hit him up at I am DJ Will Money. That's his Twitter and Instagram. You feel me? So make sure you rock with him if you listen to this. If you listen to this on SoundCloud, well, tune in to Will Money every Thursday at 5 o'clock. I don't know. He's not gonna be. If you listen to the SoundCloud, no, it's not coming up. This is finna get ready to end for you. I'm sorry. But hit us up, man, and tune into the broadcast and catch Will Money every Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. We get ready to get into it. All right, I got some new stuff. Twista got some new shit out. You know what I'm saying? We're already run that. E-40 got a new joint out, too, with Raven Justice. But the Twista joint with Jeremiah is pretty dope. We're going to run that. And just hang around. Don't go anywhere, man. If you listen to us, man, DJ Will Money, he always goes in, represents for the core DJs with dope music, and he's got a special indie spotlight coming up. So you're going to hear some new music, definitely. You may find somebody that you really, really dig and become a fan of the music, so don't go anywhere. All right? You can follow me on Twitter, at Blizzm. I'm the host over here, @BLIZM. Like my Facebook page. I'm on Twitter. Instagram is Blizzm_Chainless, although I don't be on the Instagram on that account that much. But what I do, I come back and I follow back when I do. So hit me up over there, too. All right. Let's go, man. We out of here, man. Deuces.
This is your boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new.
Music first.
Over K100.